Part of the reason why Zimbabwe has been able to survive such a high economic crisis with the second highest inflation in history and to be the only country to, to be the only governing party to survive such a level of economic crisis, which is unprecedented, owes partly to these accumulation networks that have been emerging during the crisis period, where you have a lot of informalization of production that links not only to the ruling elites but even to the law enforcement structure, where, for example, it doesn't make any economic sense for a police officer to continue going to work. But the reason why the police officer continues going to work has to do with the fact that it enables him or her to continue accessing bribes from these loosely legally defined accumulation networks, which are described as illicit.